Now it is time for Ruth Epstein. It is time for the Republican American Report. Ruth joins us every Monday at this time. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
And how are you? How was your weekend, Ruth?
My weekend was a whirl. I'm just coming down now after just running around all weekend, but good stuff. We had the Ag Fair over in Cornwall,
yep,
which was always fun. We had the Butterfly House over at Audubon, which was beautiful. Folks really should go over there. They have put up a butterfly house that you can walk through and with all the native plants and see these gorgeous butterflies. And they're branching out another educational program there. There's also the lab where you can watch the caterpillars turn into butterflies, and it really is a beautiful function. From there, there was the opioid discussion at Fairfield Farm. There's a new initiative between a whole group of organizations, and they're trying very hard to cope with this scourge, as they call it, and ended the night at the Grove with the class of 69 having their 50th reunion.
Did you meet my brother there?
I did not. Somebody told me he was there, and
yeah,
I did not see him.
We don't look alike. He's athletic-looking,
okay,
and I'm not athletic-looking.
Okay. I'm sorry I missed him. I would have liked to have missed him, to have seen him. But it was they put on a fabulous evening, and lots of work went into it. And
I want to tell you, the class of 69, if you look at all the class reunions, the biggest turnout for all these class reunions every time they do them,
mm-hmm,
is the class of 69.
It was close to 100 people there. It,
yeah,
was amazing.
I mean, like when we did the class of 71, there's 15 to 20. On a good one, there's like 35. But now, of course, you know, we're starting to fall by the wayside.
Yeah.
But the class of 69, they
did a book. They did all sorts of things. And they asked me to come and take pictures, so it was a lot of fun. I knew several of the people and met some new people. So great evening was had by all. And they did a memorial at the school for all their deceased members. And they did a tour of the high school with Ian. And it was quite a weekend for them.
Yeah.
But we started the week, you and I, at the Region 1 board, where we discussed, where it's still going on, the discussion about the marketing firm that was hired to market the school. However, it's owned by one of the board members, co-owned by one of the board members, and there's still a lot of discussion going on about that. The board did not want to hear it. They said they had confirmation from the attorney that it was fine, but there was a lot of...
I think I've decided I'm going to wait till a new board's elected,
mm-hmm,
and then go for when the new board's elected.
I think that's going to happen with a lot of issues,
yeah,
because we only have a couple of months left,
yeah,
of this board, and then
I'm not going to. You know, you try once, and you know, I presented my case, and they were quiet. They didn't say anything, but they at least were respectful.
Mm-hmm.
But then I get outside, and the minute I'm not there, the board chair says, "Well, our lawyer said we're right." Well, what I was talking about wasn't the 2 points that he said they were right about.
Yeah, you were talking format.
Yeah, the format of the meeting.
Yeah,
and so,
the recusal.
So, you know, I'm not going to do it till the new board's. I'm not going to submit it till the new board's back, and I will try the new board and see what happens there.
Mm. Yeah, and maybe if people could learn to listen, that would be so great.
We have, at least two new board people coming on.
Salisbury.
Right? Salisbury and Canaan.
And Canaan.
Am I correct? Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's possible that...
One never knows.
Yes, yeah, one never knows.
But we do know what's there right now, and the board chair just not going to do anything, so...
No, but the listening thing is just key, yeah, to so many... It is just amazing how many people don't listen.
All right.
And then, of course, we have this big brouhaha in Canaan over the asphalt plant. There was a meeting on Monday night, which we missed because we were at Region 1,
yep,
but the Planning and Zoning Commission denied the application for a certificate of use for the asphalt plant, and this was, from what I understand, against the lawyer's advice and against the CEO's advice. Well, the CEO has resigned over it, saying, you know, just goes against everything that is in the regulations. They've already lost an alternate who has stepped down, and I understand maybe there's another member who's going to step down. It's causing a real brouhaha, and it appears that the Ben Metcalf, the applicant in this case, will be taking it on to court.
Oh, there's no, yeah,
no doubt.
There's no doubt about
yeah,
that.
So that will continue. That's going to be a continuing story. So, and lots of planning and zoning commissions are looking at that from are looking at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not easy serving on those commissions sometimes.
It isn't.
We had the 9/11 tribute in Canaan, as we do each year, the Knights of Columbus and the Catholic Church, and it's really, really a solemn affair, but a nice tribute. It's been 18 years now since the 9/11 terror attacks, and they put up the fire department puts out the huge flag, and they read names from midnight to midnight and without stopping, and it's quite impressive. And we got stuff coming up. Oh, I don't know if you saw the paper. The sports department did a great story on Steve Blass.
I posted up links to it yesterday.
Oh, good.
I just thought it was a great article.
It is a great article. Steve is finally, after many, many years as a player and then many, many years as a broadcaster, is retiring. And the paper Steve Barlow did a great job.
Absolutely great job.
And of course, the thrust was about his growing up in Canaan and Falls Village and what it meant to him his whole life. He always talks about this kid from Falls Village and the opportunities he had.
Great, great, great. Absolutely great.
Yep. So coming up, we have, and then on Saturday, we have the Travel Club dinner. The kids are going, I believe, to Italy this year, and they're raising money and got a big dinner and raffles going on. It's great. John Lizzie, the teacher, has re-upped this group that was there for years and then sort of had a hiatus. So hopefully they'll get a lot of support for that. So we're onward and upward.
We have the Sharon Hospital kicks off their lunch and wellness actually stuff today. Every week that goes on at the hospital, people can check there. Sharon Board of Education has a meeting scheduled for tonight at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on here? Let me flip through these highlighter.
Yeah. Yesterday we were at the Grove for the Salisbury Republicans. They did a very nice tribute to 24 civic organizations and gave a little certificate to representatives of each one, and it was a corn roast. So as you chomped on your delicious corn, they were celebrating. And of course, you know, there's no better venue than the Grove. So that was very nice too.
Okay, Sharon Housing Authority meets tomorrow at 5. The Sharon Board of Finance meets on Tuesday at Town Hall. They have a pretty big agenda, actually.
Oh, really?
Going up that Board of Selectmen in Cornwall on 7:30. Board of Education on the 18th in Cornwall, and the track committee in Salisbury meets at Salisbury Town Hall on the 18th as well. So there's a few municipal
things. But not as busy as last week. But
no.
As we always say, Marshall and Jill, you never know what's going to come up, because never say it's slow.
Because that's the best way to hex it.
To jinx it. Yeah,
and our good buddies at the Salisbury Central School and Salisbury Water Sports Association having their golf tournaments this week.
That's right.
All right.
Okay.
Ruth.
Good luck out there.
Here we go.
Let's be careful out there.
We will check with you next week.
Very good. Take care, guys. Have a good week. Bye.
That is Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, rep-am.com on the web.